American heroes.
Real American heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Driving Range Ball Picker Upper.
Mr. Driving Range Ball Picker Upper.
For our pure enjoyment, you bravely throw yourself directly in the path of adversity, and you do it on a tractor.
Riding high.
Oh, the rules call for friendly fire, but you know we're all gunning for you.
Gunning for you.
Let her rip, you say, because someone's gonna hit a little dribbler, and they're gonna try and chase it down. And when they do, you'll be there.
You'll be there.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, range guy, because in this world of namby-pambies, you're the one with all the balls.
Mr. Driving Range Ball Picker
Upper. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hello and welcome to week 5 in review of the IBFFL. There was some big scores and some tight matchups, and we're going to jump straight into them. One of them that concluded last night, where the Wipeouts 145 defeated the Cows 137 with a couple of Raiders battling it out. Wipeouts getting the win. For the Wipeouts, Burrow bouncing back. Nice to see that. He's especially to Chase. He had 27 points. 5 for Pollard. They just got destroyed by San Francisco. Diggs has just been phenomenal. He had 27 this week. Just continues to roll. Nacua, 20. Again, unbelievable effort considering that Cup was back. Ertz had 9. Touchdown, he got a touchdown that helped. And of course, Jacobs last night had 19. And then, you know, Dallas got it, just exploded with 30. Hadn't done much all year, but it's good that he's back as well. Special teams combined for 8 on the bench. There was nothing to report. The Cows, 137. It's another loss. They're scoring points. They're just not winning, but it's obviously a long season. Having to put in Dobbs was not helpful. He only had 2, threw a few picks in that loss to Cincinnati. Cook had 5. Hill, 41. You know, one of those top 3, top 5. Well, top, probably think he's the best wide receiver. 41. 25 for Ridley. Bouncing back, that was good. Hockerson, 10. Solid for a tight end. Swift had 16, continues to fire. Myers had 20. Special teams had 18. On the bench, Flowers, 12, consistently getting that number. Of course, no need to put him in if your wide receivers are good, but maybe there's a Swift-Cook shuffle and then bring in, say, Flowers. Not this week, 145 to 137. It was the Wipeouts. In another high-scoring game, the Finns, 141. Defeated the Maulers 136. The Finns, Mahomes 19. Etienne just went bananas, 40. 23 to Brown. He's been really solid the last 3 weeks. Judy had 11. Better than what he'd been doing. Maybe he's just getting healthier each week. Schultz had 19. He just responded to potentially being moved on. Wilson had 2. 6 for Bourne. Special teams had 21. No need for the Finns to do anything right now. Not that I normally bring up quarterbacks, but Purdy's looking very good. Miller had 12. 10 for Conklin. So good result for the Finns. Just edging out the Maulers. 15 to Wilson. Williams, just unlucky. Got injured. 0. Didn't score anything. 3 to Gallup. 61 to Chase. It's a bounce back week if I've ever seen one. 27 to Kittle. Also a bounce back week. Stevenson 2. 13 for Chark, and special teams had 15. Just wasn't quite enough on the bench. Hill had 10. Not much else. Reynolds with 17. Good result for the Finns, scraping a very, very high scoring must do win The Devils, 116, just got up against the Muddies, 111. Allen had 28, 17 for McLaughlin, 8 for Lamb, 8 for Wilson. Wilson's just not getting what was expected. Andrews, 12, 6 for Dodson, and 5 for Ferguson. Special teams was very strong with 33. Yes, so slight distraction there. 32 for special teams on the bench. 16 for Spears, looks good in Tennessee. And Downs had 15. Muddies, 111, 19 for Tua. Good week, that's just such a powerful offense. 9 for Robinson, I think that's probably the low for him. Osborne, 9. Can see him bouncing back now that Jefferson's out. Pickens, 13. He's just got so much skill. Quarterback issues have been a problem, but he might be bouncing back. 4 for Higbee. 7 for Williams. It was a tough matchup against Philly. Waller, 16. It's one of his better weeks so far in special teams. Had 14. On the bench, 27 for Montgomery. It's kind of 2 weeks in a row. And 10 for Moore. Oh, and Cup now has to be taken off injured reserve. I'm going to send a quick note to him. He's going to have to drop someone to do that. But it has to be done pretty much ASAP. Devils get the victory. The Costanzas, 163, defeated the Hamsters, 75. The Costanzas had a monster week, 28 for Hurts, 36 for Hall, 58 for Moore. Just lit it up on Thursday night. Waddle with 14, 18 for Thomas. Connor had 4, but did get injured. Tony had 7. Special teams had -2. -2. And he scored 163. Just an incredible effort by the rest of the lineup. 13 for Rice on the bench. And Pitts had a sighting, getting 15 points. But it wouldn't have been more than Logan Thomas. Hamster 75, not their best. 5 for Jackson, 11 for McCaffrey. And in such a big win, I think McCaffrey would have scored a lot more, but just didn't need to. Thomas had 10. Debo, 11. Good to see him back. Kincaid, 3. Though he did get injured. Don't know if it's that troublesome, though. Harris had 4. Brown, 16. He continues to be a sort of upside surprise, which is nice, and special teams had 15. On the bench, really not much to report. Just a tough week, I think. We all have them. This one was just one of those tough weeks that you're just going to get in the Fantasy Football League. Let's jump to the Budgies. Big winners, 133, crushing the very troubled Crabs, 85. Budgies with 133, 27 to Goff, 13 for Dylan, 9 for Ayuk, 9 for Olave. Commit, it's 15. He's been good the last couple of weeks. Pacheco, 12, also been good. Hopkins had his season high, 27. Excellent week. And special teams at 21. So nice special teams performance as well on the bench. Most had 15. Warren had 10. Addison, 18. And he's definitely going to be a huge beneficiary of what looks like a pretty long-term injury for Jefferson. And I don't normally call out defenses, but 35 for the Saints. They just destroyed the Patriots. The Crabs, 85. Very disappointing showing, 2 weeks in a row, really. Just not working for them. Love, -2. Didn't look good. Kamara, 18. He's now back for suspension, scoring. 5 for Jefferson, but as I said, long-term injury for Jefferson, probably with the hamstring. Smith, disappointing with 1. Laporta, a couple of touchdowns, 19. Thielen, 32. Bit of a bright spot. McLaurin 8, and special teams had 4. On the bench, Jones had 11, Pittman had 10, Watson had 12. Some of these guys are going to have to step up with the bye gauntlet is on us. And the final matchup, the Queens 110, defeated the Dockers 91. For the Queens, always good to get that victory, no matter what. Lawrence had 14. It's been solid. A-Chain, 28. But now looks like he will miss multiple weeks. Such a disappointing situation. Adams, 8. That's probably his low for the season. Collins had 6. Again, he's been better than that. They were very close to winning that game. Just couldn't pull it off in the end. Ingram had 6. Robinson had 8. 27 for Davis. He's been really good the last couple of weeks. And special teams had 13. On the bench, Mixon 13. That's about it. For the Dockers, a bit of a roller coaster of scoring. Richardson had 3. He's now out. Looks like 5 weeks. Could be kind of the time frame. Maybe it's a little sooner, but he is just... When he runs, he gets tackled, he gets hurt. And that's the thing about running quarterbacks in the NFL. These guys are fast and big, and they hurt. Henry had 8. Just couldn't get going against that Indy defense. Kirk had 13. Atwell had 8. Kelsey, even though he went off, came back on 22. He's going to definitely be fine. 12 for Madison. Dobbs, just that 1 point, suffered from a Green Bay offensive disgrace. Special teams had 24. You can see just not quite enough. Don't normally call that. Ritter had 29. That's his best score by a mile. Zach Moss had 42. London had 13. There were some picks on the bench that might have got him over, that would have got him over the line, but never easy to make those decisions. It was the Queens 110 defeating the Dockers 91. Let's have a little look at standings after 5 weeks, and you could throw a blanket over this league. In the North, it is the Wipeouts and the Queens that are 3-2, and just one game back. Maulers are 2-3. Very, very interesting. In the South, the Cows are 3-2, and just one game back. The Finns and the Dockers are 2-3. The Cows are the clear, clear point scoring leaders at this stage by almost 100. A pretty significant scoring machine, just came up against some stiff opposition the last couple of weeks. In the East, the Mudcats are 3-2, so too are the Crabs, 3-2, one game back is the Costanzas. And in the West, the Budgies and the Devils are 3-2. And the only team that doesn't have 2 wins is the Hamsters. Let's jump ahead, take a look at where we stand from next week's perspective. I couldn't actually tell you overall where things are headed because they just jump around each week, but we do know matchup wise next week. Let's take a little look straight off the bat. The Costanzas are playing the Crabs. I think it's that's a basically a layup, I think, for the Costanzas. Crabs are in all sorts of problems right across the board. But the Costanzas are actually on the rise. I think there's some really good talent rising after a couple of weeks of the competition. Costanzas look like the team on the rise in the East. Wipeouts play the Queens. This is going to be a great match. It always is. And let's just say that the Wipeouts have a slight edge, but this one's going to be tight. The Dockers play the Finns. I think the Finns will have this one pretty comfortably. Maulers play the Cows, and I think that the high-scoring Cows will continue to score high. They've got their quarterback back. I'm going with the Cows to win this one relatively comfortably. The Hamsters play the Mudcats, and I think the Mudcats will win this pretty comfortably. Hamsters should start to think about just how to lock in one or two players that may actually help them make a difference. And finally, the last game of week six is the Devils and the Budgies, and I'm calling the Budgies there to actually win that pretty comfortably. Devils have some holes. They are 3-2, won a couple of good matches, but they're in a bit of a hole. Good luck, everybody. Hope next week's a big one for you. Bye for now.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Athletic Groin Protector Inventor.
Mr. Athletic Groin Protector Inventor.
People love to play sports, but they don't love it when they get hit in the twig and berries.
Oh!
For years, cringing fans watched as man after man went down. But then you came along and said, here, stick this in your pants.
Nice to meet you.
The errant headbutt, the inside fastball, the wayward high five, all no match for your crash helmet.
I'll bring it on!
Sure, some athletes shun them, but don't worry, they'll come around.
Show us the way!
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light protector of the package and know that we're just nuts about you.
We're just nuts about
Bud Light beer at Isaac Bush St. Louis, Missouri.